Hello.
Your brother, Mr. President.
Thank you.
The President.
No, on this filtering system for separation of water and oil, taking oil out of the water, you know, for the bilge water, and also for just a breakthrough that is, this man, I happen to be the guy, one of them that found this fellow, a couple of friends, one fellow's a big supporter, Ray Murphy, a wealthy fellow, always supported heavily, and we found this guy, who has no education, but he's an Oklahoma boy, that is a genius. And the Fort Belvoir have been testing his unit out of 126 companies. His company is the only, I mean his filtering system is the only one that came up to anything near what they wanted in the way of, you know, to do the job. You can separate that damn water out of the oil and it's pure enough that you can drink it.
Boy.
It's unbelievable. The Navy people have told him that he's accomplished what they hope to accomplish by 1985. And this is, he's the only one of the 126 companies that had the program. He said, the guy that heads up Fort Belvoir told me directly, and told Ed this, that without this man's system, that they wouldn't have a program for this cleanup of the oceans, you know, with a Coast Guard's going to take care of. Here's what the man needs. He needs some encouragement. There's a fellow that, a very good friend of Eddie's, that needs to push the services here to get these damn things through all the red tape, if you know what I mean. This man is a former captain of the Navy, Meyer Minchin. You want to talk to Ed about him. This fellow would, he's for 10 months now, he's a wealthy man from Texas. He's had oil out there, and he is working for Chief of Naval Operations on a special project, trying to help him accomplish, you know, to push things through, for no pay at all. And he says he doesn't want any part of this, but he wants to see this program go. And here's a fellow that I think it would be, Ed should get involved in it, because he knows him, he's known him for years in the Navy, and he would like to get involved in being able to, in other words, expedite some of these programs that you are trying to get through.
I see.
Aren't getting through. And by God, he's the damnedest expediter I've ever heard of. I mean, I was with him just two different meetings that I just sat there just to listen, you know, and I was very much impressed with him. I think that it'd be worth your time to meet him sometime and just hear what he has to say.
The fellow that knows about it is John Whitaker on our, maybe he could talk, he's a geologist and maybe...
Ed talked to John Whitaker and told him about him. And John Whitaker, Ed said, now if John Whitaker does something about it, fine. If he doesn't, he can't do anything more than that. Now that's what Ed did.
Yeah.
I'm telling you about it directly because, Dick, I'll tell you, if this thing can be pushed and gotten through this within this next year, it'll be one of the real plus for the political campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Because... if you could see what this filter will accomplish, you can take, you can upgrade jet fuels from JP4 up to JP7 for a few pennies.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, JP7 cost about 36 cents a gallon. JP4 is only about 10 or 11 cents a gallon. And he can bring those
together. When did he talk to Whitaker about it?
Just last week.
Time to get to talk to Whitaker again, and then now... I have to rely on him, you see, because
I know,
he's the expert. He knows how.
Could I do this? Could I call Whitaker and ask that he might call Minchin and let Minchin tell him what he thinks of this? Minchin is
no problem,
somewhat of a geologist, and he's in the Navy. He knows how important this is to the services.
Right. Sure, you could
Every Navy ship, you know, is going to have to, and all these tankers have to be cleaned up.
Sure, that's fine.
Is that all right?
Absolutely, sure. No problem at all.